Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I was just listening to some of the garbage going on in the mainstream media. I mean, this is what we're doing here, right, folks? Exposing the lies, reproving the lies, Ephesians 5:11, and calling it out for the way that it is. And through the mercy of God, we stand up and be the law that we're called to be under God, we the people, and magnify the laws that are being torn down by corrupt politicians. Isn't it interesting that in California that you can steal up to $500 or $950, okay, $950, and before they can actually properly charge you for your crimes. So as you're listening to the mainstream media's propaganda as to why there's such a crime spree taking place in this country, keep in mind it's the said representatives of the government in California, namely California, where they're telling criminals, go ahead and steal all that you want to. If you're seeing these mob, these flash mob robbings in California, this is why. The governor told him, go ahead, steal what you want to, up to $950. But if you go over $950, you're going to go to jail. You're going to get in trouble for that. What kind of a system is this, friends? What kind of a system is it that says three strikes and you're out? A system that encourages people, and not only encourages them, but teaches them as to how to commit the crime through television, through movies, through radio, through whatever outlets may be available to the five senses, friends. It's all encouraged. It's all they're being indoctrinated, people, are on a 24/7 basis, as if to suggest there's no consequence for our sin. That is the great deception here, friends. That is the great deception here. But again, if you want to know why things are going the direction that they're going, friends, just keep in mind, this is all being advocated for. All of it is. And I got it up on the screen right now, social media platforms. And it's interesting how you have the fact checkers, again, denouncing the truth of what has been, in fact, passed there. And I'm just going to show you one here. California laws on petty theft, grand theft, and shoplifting. It's up to $950. So they can say whatever they want to say, but the fact of the matter is it's all being encouraged. I mean, just keep in mind, folks, you have governors throughout the United States that are releasing thousands upon thousands of those that are guilty of felonies back out into the street. If they're not releasing them back out into the street, in California they're releasing thousands of pedophiles back onto the streets. This has been going on concerning administration after administration after administration. And yes, for the record, Donald Trump is just as guilty. We have all of this documented, friends. And it's interesting, the mainstream media has been telling the people all of the things that I'm sharing with you now, but most people don't want to believe it because they didn't see it. But I can go back and I can even show you where the useful idiots actually promulgated or disseminated the information to the people at large that the things that I'm telling you right now are in fact true. It reminds me of voter fraud, right? I'm looking to pull up this right now. We're doing live radio, folks, and I'm just here to do live radio. I'm not here to appease or tickle the ears or to seek the approbation of men in any sense of the word. I'm here to do my job before God, because the end aim here is that America needs to repent, not somebody else. And as I said yesterday, friends, government need not worry about what's going on until the church repents. And that's why the enemy of men's souls are keeping them entertained in alluring them to stay away from that cross that may bring judgment or redemption and the redemption of mankind. Sad day in America, folks, but that's really truly where we're at as a society. Yesterday I was talking about how the mainstream media is denouncing the fact that there is voter fraud taking place on a national level. And yet what we're doing, I named it, as a matter of fact, it was December 2nd, I wrote this, as the mainstream media attempts to play down voter fraud, another one gets 25 years for voter fraud. And of course it's happening. And if you want to know why those corrupt individuals have been reelected, well, guess what, folks? This is why they're being reelected, is because of voter fraud. And again, they can again say what they want to say, but we have the truth over here. And of course, that's why we're being censored. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because of one of the individuals we were talking about yesterday was that of Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. And Michigan, man, is just in a hot seat for judgment right now. And apparently the people in that state need to open their ears and open their eyes. And I'm just here to tell you, the Lord's going to have his way one way or another. Either you're going to receive the message or you're going to reject the message. And thus far, it's not looking too good.
So
let's check this out. Michigan.
In the 2020 general election, we had 25,545 registered voters in the city of East Lansing. And when I went through each and every single one of them and was trying to identify what was going on with them, where they were from, how long they've been here, et cetera, I found that about 9,077 of them really were not legitimate, and that makes it about 36% of the total qualified voter file was ineligible. And maybe I better go back for just a second. I did not get into the qualified voter file analysis for the purpose of looking for it. My journey actually started before that. City of East Lansing had talked about having a housing study, and year after year they would cancel it. We had some issues financially in the city, and I thought that it was best to go check it out. So I was looking for who owns property, who rents, how many do we have, et cetera. That was my whole purpose in starting this. And it wasn't until I got into it and was doing a street-by-street, property-by-property analysis of it that I started saying, hey, wait a minute, something just doesn't look right here. And I would see people that were the deed holders of a property, and they were on the file, but yet there were people on the same file for the same address that had sold their property 10, 15 years before. And in a few occasions, there were actually the current property owner, the prior property owner, and the property owner before that, where they were all on the qualified voter file and some of them were voting.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. This is happening in Michigan right now. Investigator finds major Michigan voter fraud just 3 miles away from the state capitol. So this explains why many of the corrupt have been reelected. But Americans, you already knew that. There's no doubt you already knew that. 2 Thessalonians 2:7 tells those that are at ease with things that are going on in your country today, for the mystery of lawlessness does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until you're taken out of the way. Whoa, I didn't know that. Well, pay attention. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platform. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just doing the cleanup, friends, not telling you stories, not leading you out with genealogies, not bringing back the sand when you're waiting for the wheat, friends. We are feeding you with the bread of life here and giving you resolve to the issues in which we are facing on a 24/7 basis. And you want answers, I'm giving them to you. People ask me all the time, Bradley, what can we do? Listen, I am doing. I don't understand. I mean, I'm not asking anybody, what should I do about the issues? I'm doing it. What is it? That's why the Lord said in Jeremiah 5:21, you have eyes, but you don't see. You have ears, but you don't hear. I mean, I can give you the easy answer. Resist. Correct the wrongs by being the right. If you do the right thing all the time, you are right. I mean, people act like they're not going to answer to their Creator for the things that they do and what they don't do. Oh, my goodness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 28, or 21, verse starting in verse 8. We all are going to answer for what we do and what we don't do in this life. It is simple. Know your founding documents. Read the Word of God, because that's all it does, is leads the way out. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 8, it says, I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. That's what he said. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. And the Bible says that's his very heart in Jeremiah 9:24. And it also tells us in Psalm 9:16 and 17 that the Lord's known by the judgments that he executes. And he is, in fact, looking for his church, Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. If you don't want to keep his commandments, you're going to die. And so is your country. and your posterity will be enslaved. Do you still need me to tell you what it is that you should do, folks? And I'm not saying that to be smart. I'm just saying I don't understand why people are asking me what they should do when I'm showing you all day long what needs to be righted. And what needs to be righted are the wrongs that we're highlighting right now. And you are the law, which we magnify over the wrongs. Isaiah 26:9 tells us what? It tells us that when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. There's 329.5 million people in this country, and they're watching less than 1.7% of the population through the mainstream media trying to deceive you into believing that there's a lot more of them than there really is. That is the judgment of God. Proverbs 28 tells us that when the wicked flee, they flee when none pursueth. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. I remember when I first got saved, and I'm just going to go here. I sat back and I listened to, right when I first got saved, I came from the rock and roll world. Everything I was doing, folks, I was condemned at every given step because my sins, I was being convicted for my sins by the Holy Ghost. That's what He does. The Holy Ghost doesn't comfort a man that's in sin. He comes to convict him to bring about godly repentance. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20:21. But when I first got saved from that world, I noticed that I got saved from that to do this. And when I was raised up in the church, what I started noticing were a lot of people talking, and what they were doing is they were overlooking the issues that they were supposed to deal with. Hang on a second. Hang on. Just coming to me right now. And I want to go there, and I want you to read it with your ears. They are waxing fat. Does that sound like you, America? They shine. They think they do. Does that sound like you, America? Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper in the right of the needy. Do they not judge? No. Folks, babies are being murdered. You're asking me what you need to do? A thousand times over, I didn't know that the government had a right to murder its own people, its own constituents. No, and of course, they've never, ever produced a law that says they can do it, but because the people don't want to be bothered in their prosperity, they have forgotten their God. And guess what? Because you have forgotten your God, that nation is being turned into a hell and into desolation. Read Jeremiah 5:28. Folks, your mission field is right outside your door. Every direction you look, it's right outside your door. You are called to right the wrongs, church. You are called to bring the answers to the world. That's what you're called to do, Isaiah 58, verse 12. And I'm giving you the answers right now, and apparently it's not the answers that the people want, or what they want is they want me to do it for them, and I'm doing what I can do. I am being spent at every given turn, friends. You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near. I said right during the last segment, I was highlighting the voter fraud and the things that were taking place in the country, and I know how people just overlook it and they don't want to hear it. They want to go over to their favorite talking head so they can be appeased out of their duty, at least temporarily, right? Concerning the freedoms that they have left that haven't been stolen away from them by corruption in government, federal and state. I highlighted the fact that the Bible says that for the mystery of lawlessness, iniquity, it doth already work. It's a mystery, right? But the Bible also says in 2:7 of 2 Thessalonians, only he who now letteth will let. In other words, those that have a hand down, those that are impotent, apathetic, tolerant, they have no part in bringing about the answer. The Bible says, only you who now let it, will let until your taking out of the way. The Lord said you will be taken out of the way. Those that let will let until you're taken out of the way. Well, the next question is this, is why do men think that they're above God? Well, this is nothing new, of course, friends. We've known this for decades in this country. There's those that want to go ahead and test their steel, just like every dummy in the past has. And they think they got technology now where they're going to go ahead and get one over on their Creator. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. They want to create a world without their Creator. You know, this is what's happening, friends. Can you make that up? They want to create a world without God. Let me say this. To those that want to create a world without God, isn't it interesting they call themselves atheists, speaking of which? They believe in God. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble in the book of James, chapter 4. Oh, atheists totally know that there's a God. By the way, atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism because the atheists want to be God, just like the devil. Right? Isaiah 14? That's right. Listen, atheism is not the knowledge that God does not exist. Many believe this. It's the oldest sin under heaven. It's idolatry. But only the wish that God did not exist in order that one could sin without reproach or exalt one's own ego without being challenged. That's why the church has hated the real church. The pillars upon which atheism mounts are sensuality and pride. And is that what you continuously see these devils being caught and exposed for? Luke 12:2. Adultery, their arrogance, they think they're above the law. Absolutely. What does the Lord say about this? For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in his sight. The Bible says the Lord hates all that work lawlessness. You apathetic, tolerant ones as well. You're defined as the wicked ones. You know to do right, but you do it not. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lying words. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, David said, I will come into your house with the multitude of thy mercy. Those that are seeking mercy, rest assured, the Spirit of God is working on you. Those that are going on in your brazen, whorish foreheads towards God himself, you're in some serious, serious trouble. There's no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wicked. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter people with their tongues. What did King David pray? These are called imprecatory prayers. Bradley, would you pray for us? No. Not today. Pray for yourselves, but don't do that until you're first saved. Right? And let it lead to that. Because if he's the author, he'll also be the finisher of your faith when it comes to your prayer life. Believe me. You know, one person asked the question, what's more important, the Bible, reading the Bible, or prayer? He said they're both equal. You breathe in and you breathe out. You breathe in and you breathe out. That's how important the Word of God in prayer. And they are one in the same. Okay? Listen, destroy them, O God, King David prayed. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out into the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Boy, oh boy, did King David reign as the conqueror over wicked men throughout his life? Absolutely he did. Is the church in America, who is the seed of David, are they to reign and conquer over wicked men? Absolutely they are. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The House has passed and sent to President Biden the $1.7 trillion bill that funds the government through the end of next September. It came with some last-biting comments from the current House Speaker and the man who hopes to be the next House Speaker.
It is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th?
Democrat Nancy Pelosi and Republican Kevin McCarthy. The FlightAware nationwide count so far, 4,400 flights canceled, 5,400 delayed thanks to the winter storm that's blasted the USA all week. All flights out of Buffalo's airport have been canceled tonight. Towns along the coasts of the Great Lakes and the Atlantic are being flooded. More than 1.5 million customers are without power. Memphis has imposed rolling blackouts. And in Denver, the mayor says the wind chill hitting minus 18 degrees makes it unsafe to go outside. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You know, someone had said to me the other day, you know, again, another post from the biblical illiterates talking about how we're supposed to forgive all of these bad guys for the things that they've done to innocent children in the womb. Yet in the Bible says that the Lord will not overlook those that shed innocent blood. Numbers 35:33, 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings. And I'm trying to figure out where the Lord ever did that. No, the Bible tells us that when Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, it wasn't a good place to put themselves. Or what about those in the book of Exodus when they withstood Moses and the Lord opened the mouth because they refused to hear his law? Oh, my goodness. No wonder why the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that when we leave his moral law, that people will praise the wicked. That explains much of what we see going on today. But going back to the issue of abortion, they were talking about how we're supposed to forgive all these evils. No, we're not. We're not supposed to forgive those that are not repentant. Hey, folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting because when I look at Scripture here, like, for example, Luke 17:4 tells us, if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. This is in contrast to what you hear from the modern gospel. Workers of iniquity that will be taken out of the way, the goats. Luke 17:3-4 tells us, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. If they repent, you are to forgive them. You mean you're not supposed to just cast your pearls before swine and forgive them when they're not sorry for what they did? Does it look like the corruption on the horizon, friends, are sorry for what they did? Or are they still pushing the same narrative, still pushing the same agenda? And the end aim is to do what? Destroy? Just like their father who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. The Bible doesn't tell us that we're supposed to offer the forgiveness to anybody unless they're repentant. Isn't redemption given unto those that repent? Yes. Who are the redeemed? Those are the repentant ones. They're the repentant ones. Does the Lord offer forgiveness to those that are non-repentant? I can't find that, though I do see in His mercy, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, He knew who was His. He knew who He's going to send the Holy Ghost to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He knows who those that were going to be called and sent. Of course He does. He knows all of that. But when I read Scripture, I don't understand where people say that we're just supposed to forgive those that are murdering babies. No. The right thing to do is what it tells us in the Bible. Those that shed the blood, it's their blood that will be the appeasement before God and the shedding of innocent blood. And then when I take it to the New Testament, again, what do we hear? The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not, you don't have to repent, everybody's going to heaven. That's not what Scripture teaches. If they sin against you seven times in a day and seven times come back to you saying, I am sorry, I repent, then you forgive them. Then you forgive them. See, this is where evil men understand not judgment, because they don't know that which is holy and that which is defiled, which is, it tells us in Ezekiel 44:23. They don't know the balance of the Word of God. And it's interesting, the Lord is known by the judgments that He executes. You know, and I want to say that because I want you to read Matthew 18:21-35 when you get a moment, because there's another parable as to how you're supposed to forgive. If the Lord forgives you, yes, and if someone asks for forgiveness from you, then you offer forgiveness to those people, as long as they're willing to repent for their sins against you, just like towards God. But if not, no. Absolutely not. Read Matthew 18:21-35, and that is exactly what the Lord will teach you, as exactly as to what I just shared with you. Now, I want to go on one more thing here, and then we'll get to the main topic topics, because we're talking about cleaning up today. We usually spend a lot of time on the show talking about what men overlook. And just to get back to the Law and the Prophets, to the foundation of the issues, because until we go there, nothing else is going to be. I mean, folks, people are so busy spending their time on the branches, highlighting the problems, instead of laying the axe to the root of the tree like we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I don't understand what it is that they don't understand. They're caught up into the talking points, and they're parroting the talking points of those that are selling the talking points to them. My Bible tells me to buy the truth and sell it not. It doesn't say buy the lie and sell it, like what you see in so many different cases. You ever ask yourself the question, why do evil men go on in their evil deeds? Because they think that God doesn't exist. That's what they say. But they know all the well that He does, because that's what they're warring against. I'm thinking of something in particular in the book of Psalm 10, where it says, the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments of God are far above out of his sight, and all for his enemies he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never see adversity. This is the heart of the bad man. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud, and under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the village. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. Who are they always laying for, friends? The innocent. They pretend to help them when in fact they're undermining them, right? His eyes are privily set against the poor, those that lack the righteousness of Christ. And then he goes on and on. And then it tells us in Psalm 10:10, he croucheth and humble himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. Yep, he sets them up. He uses agencies to do his bidding for him. Does that sound familiar, friends? And in verse 11, Psalm 10, he has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. And then David again in precatory prayers, arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thy hand, forget not the humble. Those that are submitted to the power of God underhand. And one more scripture, Ecclesiastes 8:11 tells us what? It tells us that because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Yeah. That's right. But in this country, the people are the law, and in this country, they should be knowledgeable enough as to how to deal with the corrupt, and that's where they're derelict of duty. They haven't done their due diligence. Not understanding, in contrast, the people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, which is found in Hosea 4:6. The Lord said there too, friends, that if you forget His law, He'll also forget you. Just wanted to make clear, or your children, forgive me. And I don't believe that the Lord has forgotten His children. Speaking of which, I highlighted this video sometime, and I had to bleep it out because there's a lot of this going on throughout the country. And what it is they're making the children a prey. And again, we warned of this 17 years ago when the American people gave a green light to the sodomite agenda. And it was interesting, they were given a green light to what God calls an abomination. And when you look at state statutes, as I've made reference to 1,000 times on this show, sodomy is against the law. It's a felony in this country. And yet what we're seeing now is men, grown men dressing as women, Deuteronomy 25. The Lord calls it an abomination, taking it a step further because the people didn't listen to me when I told you the first time. They don't have the shield. They're not the victims. They're the perpetrators of the crime. They have the spear. And if you let this go, there's no lines with these people. They're abominable. Read Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter. Okay. Also Jude 1:7, which is the fruit of those. Do you realize that today, friends, that your said representatives are now advocating the very, as they call them, they're not laws, they're violation, transgressions of laws in this country, but they're advocating the deeds of Sodom and Gomorrah in your country. Do you also realize that the only thing that is going to bring is the judgment of God? I want you to see this. I'm sorry I have to show this to you, but we do have all the F words bleeped out. I want you to understand that as you're watching this video done by a sodomite organization in America, it has not been pulled. These YouTube pages are not being pulled because they're subversive to American government, just like Facebook is and just like Twitter is. Yes, under the Satanist Elon Musk. Just ask him. This is completely illegal. This is the act of felonies at every given step, and yet they're spewing this in the face of the people on the airwaves. No one is making reference to the law that condemns these crimes. Check this out. Look at how they're using the kids.
Christian f***ing right?
Let's go to church!
Preaching f***ed up hate!
Don't f***ing talk to me about
family values!
Listen up, haters!
Don't be hating on the homo!
You hating! You hating! You hating! You hating!
You're gonna f***ing hate this!
You're f***ing anti-gay?
Put you in a motherfucking headlock and nigga your motherfucking ass!
A little kids are swearing as well, friends, that are being beefed out as well.
You!
What the f*** is wrong with you?
What the f***?
Lesbians, sodomites, drag queens, using little kids in their videos. Promoting that which is illegal in this country.
Pretty f***ing simple.
Oh my God.
But somehow or another, I guess this is, they're the victims, right? As they attack our children. At the very end of this video, for those that cannot see the video, it's interesting to note that they had a little girl give us the finger and tell us, F hate. Every one of these people should be lawfully rounded up.
We'll be right back. Trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel, heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, this is what happens when you went and let the abominables take over and give them a free hand to do the things that they do. Friends, I'm not going to patty cake with the American people. This is happening in England right now. The video I just showed you, the audio I just played for you is in America. This is all the acts of felons, and they're continuously pushing the envelope, regardless of what the law says. But if you talk to your local sheriff, you're going to ask him, why is it that it's against the law in your state to allow this sort of pride, gay pride, as they call it, to continue on? They'll say, well, it's just accepted by the people. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, no, it's not accepted by the people for men to grow, that are grown men to dress up as women to go ahead and demand an audience of children. Look what's happening in England right now, folks. You can't again make this up.
And it's definitely very entertaining.
I just thought it was really heartwarming. It was quite relatable at this time of year. Such an incredible performance. To hold the audience like that, just absolutely fantastic.
And these people are just as sick.
Yes, queer in the rear.
There was a lot of
queer in the rear.
Kind of just to do with family and to do with when people are down and out.
I want you to consider, too, this is England, friend, where this is happening now. And that country is completely overtaken by their enemies. In that country, Muslims are seeking the execution of homosexuals. And look at the homosexuals. It's like the homosexuals over there are literally poking their heads up saying, here I am. And that country is completely overtaken by those that want to execute the gays. Completely taken over by the Muslims. And they continuously pop their heads out as if it's a game. What is it that you don't understand here, folks? Bob, Texas, Bradley Dean, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. God help me be a better communicator. Anyway, when people that are making the law, especially at our local levels, break the law, who is to enforce that? So I say that is we the people, and we show up at our commissions, councils, and boards and use our 3 minutes of time to rebuke them using Luke, whatever verse it is, you know, to let them know that they are breaking the law. You know, they're not listening to your show, but your listeners are listening to your show. And if your listeners show up at the elected bodies and let them have what you're teaching your listeners, you know, it'll make a difference. And so many people are just like, you're the top of the communicators, but that's all people are doing is communicating. We actually have to act by showing up at the body and letting those that we elect know that we're not going to put up with this masking and inoculations and paying hundreds and $500 if they take a jab and to be able to keep their job. So yeah, that's the message I'm trying to get across, and God help me do it better.
I hear you loud and clear, Bob. I really do. And again, over here, we are doing what we can do. People need to get involved. I see people getting involved, and what they see is they're said representatives spitting in their face when it comes to the law. And we have constitutional provision to deal with that. Are we seeing this throughout the whole pandemic? Not at any given time has law ever been produced and giving them a green light to force compliance on the American people. Here, as a matter of fact, I just got this, which is perfect for what that of our friend Bob in Texas is talking about right now, and I want you to see it. This is gross. It really truly is. Look at how far they're going in Canada right now. Not and notice simultaneously as they're forcing people to take the jab, and it's coming here, America. If you haven't been paying attention, it's coming here, but they're now saying that you cannot buy handguns. They're doing their best to strip the people of Canada from their ability to defend themselves when it comes to a totalitarian system of government. I want to show you how sick this is going to get in this country if it's not stopped. This is Canada. This is brand new. This is brand new.
Well, kids, I'm just doing my yearly call to the North Pole for Santa's holiday health check.
Why, hello, Dr. Tam.
Mrs. Claus, so good to see you again. Where did Santa go?
Oh, Santa was late for snow yoga with the elves and reindeer. He says it's great cross-training for sleigh driving.
Sounds fun. Are you all set for the holiday season?
Of course. I must say, Dr.
Listen to
Tam,
these
it just warms my heart to see everyone in Canada, especially kids, working so hard to keep the holidays safe and cheerful for all.
So am I, Mrs. Claus. Every child in Canada has definitely earned a place on the nice list. Their parents and caregivers, too. It's been a tough season with lots of viruses making people sick.
Thankfully, Santa and I are feeling as healthy as ever. We are both up to date with our vaccinations, including COVID boosters and flu shots.
Is this?
That's so good to hear.
The sickest.
I always tell Santa to make a list and check it twice.
This is how sick the people in Canada are to allow this.
Stay up to date on your vaccine.
And I can't say much for America.
2, wear a mask in crowded indoor places and make sure it fits nice and snug.
Driving
3,
the narrative there under
wash
the sodomite.
To the tune of jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Great advice. Great voice, too. Also, you can be sure to stay at home if you're feeling sick. And if you're gathering indoors with other people or elves, open a door or a window for a few minutes at a time to let in some fresh air. The more items you check off the list, the more protected you are.
Yes, you can think of it like decorating a tree. You need tinsel, lights, ornaments, and a star on top. The tree is at its best when all the decorations are up and nicely layered.
Thanks, Mrs. Claus.
Hey, folks, that's in Canada right now. And rest assured, it's coming into America. And pay attention to what I said. Simultaneously, they're disarming the people there. Well, the government's putting its head out in a totalitarian fashion and trying to force compliance. This is propaganda. These are the same mindsets of the people that are used under dictatorships in a major way. This is what is happening. Oh, and by the way, and I'm just riding the coattails of our friend Bob from Texas. Isn't it interesting that local hero, icon, community leader Eddie Lanny dies? This is just today. Thomas Bell, Philadelphia soul icon, he died. This is just today. Memphis rapper Big Scar, dead at 22 years old. And there it is again. There's this guy named Bill Gates who is coming across as some sort of a qualified doctor now and or a said representative. And is anybody wondering why Billy gets the microphone and the cameras all the time? It's because he's paying for all of this. This is his investment, friends. I want you to listen to this.
New book, The Codebreaker, tells an amazing story.
Brand new.
It's about how Jennifer Doudna and other scientists discovered a new way to edit DNA. Editing DNA with precision
editing
has been
DNA.
A holy grail for science.
In other words, God made a mistake. We have to edit it. We have to make it better. Listen to what he says. This is Bill Gates.
Tests for decades. The DNA, of course, encodes all of the biological functions. And so some of the mistakes in DNA cause disease, genetic disease. If we could go in
Not true.
And fix those mistakes.
Yeah, fix those. Folks, if there's anything in the DNA that is corrupted, it's because of the vaccinations. This we know. That's why we have doctors across the boards telling us all vaccinations beware of, okay? And again, it lines itself up with Scripture. Are we going to allow these men to destroy a mass population because we don't want to listen to the Lord, only to return back to the Lord and wish that we had listened to him when he told us not to do it in the first place? Or are we going to listen to the guy that wants to depopulate the planet?
We could save many, many lives.
And of course, they sell them
to you.
And of course, friends, they're selling themselves
Walter
as Isaacson's selling themselves
new book,
as saving lives.
Tells an amazing story. It's about how Jennifer Doudna and other scientists discovered a new way to edit DNA.
I'm going to let this play
Editing
out.
Editing DNA with precision has been a holy grail for scientists for decades. The DNA, of course, encodes all of the biological functions. And so some of the mistakes in DNA cause disease, genetic disease. If we could go in and fix those mistakes, we could save many, many lives and get rid of these diseases. CRISPR is a very fascinating tool. You figure out a part of the DNA sequence that you want to change. Then you take the DNA that's nearby and create a guide in RNA, so that helps you locate the position. And then you link this Cas enzyme, which has the ability to do that cut and edit.
It's amazing how he's now a qualified doctor, isn't it, friends?
RNA and this Cas enzyme, editing becomes possible. Our foundation is funding work to see if we can use CRISPR to knock down mosquito populations dramatically. We're also looking at CRISPR to make...
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.